It's good to be back too. And I was just so blessed by the whole service today so far. And I thought too, the Sunday school hour, we must have some good discussions because it was took a while for everybody to get here. And the children did very well standing up here and singing songs and then saying your verse. So trying to hang on to your verses. You did a good job. And I loved those verses. I think they were all so good. So I was thinking this morning, if weren't here last Sunday, and so they weren't here for the Sunday school class, and I thought after I looked at last Sunday school lesson, you probably covered what I wanted to talk about today. And as we heard the thoughts given out of Proverbs there, it was just a real blessing to me to see how the proverb writer, a proverb is something that do this, and this is what will probably happen. This is do this, and this is a consequence. It's not necessarily saying that everything is do this and this will happen, but this is the natural. This is what normally follows. And it's so much good, solid advice given in there, and I really appreciate what was shared. What I wanted to talk about this morning is a little bit that thought on to do good. And just wanted you to think about a little bit this morning from you young people all the way back this past week. Think about this past week from last Sunday morning to this Sunday morning. Did you do good? What good things did you do? Intentionally, or did it just happen? Just think about that. If you just ponder on that a little bit, and we won't make you share it. But what good things did you do? Where did you reach out? How many of you feel like you are doing good? How many opportunities did you have to do good in your own family, to your neighbors, encouraging calls to friends, sending an encouraging message, lending a hand babysitting, taking a call at an inconvenient time, helping your mom or dad, doing the dishes with or without being told to. That's for you boys too. Putting groceries in someone's car, being at a work project, dropping off snacks for the teachers after school. There's so many things you can do. Last night we were sitting, we just had grilled some hamburgers, we were sitting out at the picnic table close to the fire, and my phone rang, and Marysville. What's that? Northern Missouri up in the corner. So I answered and it said, this is a call from forget what they termed it, but it was from a prison, and it gave a name, and I didn't catch the name of who, and said, would you accept the call? I said, well, I better try it. I didn't feel like it right then, but it's not one of those things that you can just call back at a convenient time. So I answered the call and spent, I don't know, 10 or 15 minutes talking to him. It's just a man that was hungry to talk. He wanted to talk to somebody. He wanted to, and it was one of the guys that used to work for us out here at the shop. And he wanted to, it was a blessing to me actually to hear him and his, and I'm not patting myself on the back for answering that call, but it's just simply, there's things like that they take time. It's not necessarily convenient. But how do we view our time and the good things that we want to do? I'd like to look at some scriptures, a few scriptures here. Acts 10:38. Here we have the apostle talking about Jesus, and he says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. And then these are the words I want us to catch here. He says, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. So that's what Jesus did. He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Now, if we go to 1 John 4:17, he says, herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. So he's saying, what Christ did, that's what we are to be here doing. Acts 1:8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth. So Acts tells us that Jesus went about doing good. We are to be a witness. John tells us that as he is, so are we to be in this world. We're to follow the example of our master. And I'm not talking about this because I feel that there's this huge lack of this here. I've been blessed many times and in very recently. But I think it's something I need to be reminded of. We need to be reminded of. You know, we're living in a time of such affluence. You know, there's a lot of effort and time spent in organizations, given direction on how to deal with all the resources we have. And I believe that's good. But the challenge is, as long as the challenge is there, to stay focused. But I think too often we find it easier to hand something over than to just share with our hands and our time the opportunity. We miss those opportunities. You know, the tendency is to become so independent that we don't need each other. We get our encouragement online instead of taking the time for each other. You know, we almost have to make appointments to call each other. So what would happen if you would make it a point to call, now I'm not talking about your sister, your mom, or somebody that you call every day anyway, but to call somebody that you don't normally call every day, at least one person, maybe two, just a few minutes. Just chat, give an encouragement. You know, what's going on in your life? You know, we can have a group this big, and maybe that leaves its own set of challenges to have a group this big. But, you know, you may be sitting beside somebody that's struggling with loneliness. So is that something that we could, you know, is that something we could do, something that we could reach out and help? Or if you have a simple question, you know, how easy it is just to send a message, you know. What about calling? Just call, talk. Matthew 5:14 says, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So let our light shine so that others may see Christ. We don't need to keep record. I think it's good for us to take personal inventory, but it's not good for us to keep record of what I've done, what you've done. When we give money or monetary things, you know, it should be done in a way that doesn't make the receiver beholden to us. And, you know, that doesn't just happen on the giver or the receiver's part. We give expecting nothing in return, not letting our right hand know what our left hand does. Those that see good works should naturally giving the glory to our Father, the one that we should be endeavoring to be like. Young people, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. So youth, that's a verse to you. Be thou an example. This verse also includes charity, in conversation, in charity. And I'd encourage you to find ways to reach out. You don't have to be 16 before you can do that. Find those in the community, in our church group. Find those in your neighbors, those around you. I think it's so important that you learn that as you do that as youth. Do things for others and without them, can be without them knowing. If you go mow their yard or take or wash their windows or something like that, they're going to know it. But if you give them something, you can give it without them knowing it. And I think that's a blessing also. You will be blessed, and they will be blessed. So I'd encourage you to start that in your youth. Make that a habit. Proverbs 31 says one of the attributes of godly woman says she stretcheth out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reaches forth her hands to the needy. 1 Timothy 2:10. That breaks in there right after he's giving admonition on dress, on modesty. And he says, but which becometh women professing godliness? And then he adds, with good works. Excuse me. It says, 1 Timothy 6:17 says, charge them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy, that they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate. So the scripture gives us lots of warnings and cautions on riches. And too often, I'm afraid we find it too easy to explain what those scriptures mean in today's world. But one thing we're admonished to be, and that is to be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate or share. Galatians 6:10 says, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. And Jared mentioned that verse this morning, that where we have it goes something like, we have the ability to do something to help somebody, that we do it, that we reach out. You know, has there ever been a time when there was so much opportunity to do good, so many resources, and so many needs, so many starving spiritually, so many depressed, longing for something that satisfies? You know, the devil's trying to sell his wares like never before, and he has more access and is able to reach the very young. The minds that should be innocent and filled with good things are being filled with vices that are mind-boggling. So are we living out and sharing the light of the glorious gospel? James puts another little slant on this. He says, therefore to him that knoweth to do good, James 4, verse 17, and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Now he says, him that knoweth, he that has opportunities and they don't take them, he says it's sin, the sin of omission. Now that's a sobering thought. It behooves us to be vigilant, to seek and ask the Holy Spirit to direct every step of our day, every contact we make. You know, how do you pray? Do you ask God every day, Lord, lead me, guide me, give me words, give me direction, give me the connections today that you want me to have, that I may be a vessel in your hands. So I'd like to look at one more verse yet. We had read the verse, let your light so shine before men that they might see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. But then Jesus says in Matthew 6, chapter 3, he says, when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth. And I've read already and heard people that really struggle with this verse. You know, that's really difficult, to put something in the offering with this hand and not let this hand know. How can you make it happen? I think he's simply saying, because it's becomes who you are if you are a child of God, a son and daughter of Christ. If that's who you are, you don't even think about it. How many of you this morning, or how many, let's go back to yesterday morning, how many of you remember putting on your shoes yesterday morning? How many of you remember doing that? Yeah, a few. And, you know, if you can't usually wear shoes, then I got somebody that thinks about putting on shoes. And if you saw a brown recluse in your shoe, you probably remember it. But you don't really think about it, right? It's something you do every day. You just put them on. I can't remember doing that yesterday morning. I think maybe I remember sitting somewhere. I'm not sure. If you are, maybe you're thinking too much about your shoes. I don't know. But it's just something you do. And isn't that the way it should be in our doing good, in our sharing? It's just something we do. It's a part of us. It's because of who we're connected with. It's because of who we're filled with, who has control of our lives. If we're a son or daughter of the King of Kings, the one who gave his life for us so that we could have life, then we will strive to walk like him on this earth. Let's stand for prayer. Our kind Heavenly Father, as we come before thee again this morning, we thank you again for your many blessings to us. We just pray that you might help us to share these blessings with those around us, to be faithful vessels in your hands. We thank you for what you've given us. We thank you for this opportunity to be here. Pray for those that can't be here this morning. We just pray your blessing on them. Pray for healing for those that are sick. We just especially want to lift Brother Joe up as he brings a message to us. Just open our hearts to what you have for us. Just help us to just let your word, your spirit work in our lives to be sensitive and to just search our own hearts. We just pray your blessing on each one here this morning. I want to commit this service to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.